Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson. Of course, she is the coordinator for ISU Extension Programs in Cass County. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
It is time for people to sign up to be a master gardener.
Yes, it is. We are very excited to be hosting a class this fall, and we are looking for folks who are interested in taking the class. So absolutely, give us a call.
And when's the sign up? When's the class? And what do they do to sign up?
Okay, the class starts the 20th of September, but they were asking folks to get registered by the 1st of September. There is an application process as well as a background screen because our master gardeners do volunteer work with folks around the community. So the class starts with an orientation on the 20th of September, and then it will go every Tuesday after that from September 27th through the 15th of November. And those will be 3-hour long classes in the evening on Tuesdays that will be live broadcast from campus and taught by campus horticulture professors and specialists.
Okay, so this is a pretty big commitment on people's part, but we need to balance that with what they get back because there's time involved in becoming a master gardener, also some money.
There is time and money, yes. In addition to the Tuesday evening courses, September through November, there is also 3 hands-on courses that we'll schedule during that time, as well as they spend a day on campus in Ames learning hands-on from the specialists up there. So overall, it's 40 hours of education that they will get from the Master Gardener course, and there is a cost. It is $195 to take the class. But if you think about it, for 40 hours of education, plus the workbooks, plus all the resource guides and the hands-on knowledge and everything, $195 is a pretty good deal. They actually now are offering what they call a pro-hort option, which is if you don't want to volunteer your time after the class is done, you can do that option. But that class is $550 if you don't intend to volunteer your time back into the community once you're done. So that kind of gives you an idea of the dollar value that they put on the volunteer service that these master gardeners are giving back into the community.
So when you take this course, all based at Iowa State University, although this is a national, at least national, international program, you really become a representative and instructor, actually, for Iowa State University.
Absolutely. The Master Gardener program goes back to the very core of how Extension started, which is having folks attend a class taught by specialists from ISU and then being expected to take that knowledge out and use it to teach others in their community or to better their community. They've done that ever since they sent the first corn train out back in the early 1900s with specialists from campus, and then people who attended those meetings were expected to go on and lead meetings in their community. They've done that from the beginning when they used to teach homemaker classes in the early beginning of Extension. They'd teach a local homemaker class, and each person who attended had to agree that they would go out and share that knowledge with their local quilting bee or cooking circle or whatever. That is how Extension works, is taking the knowledge of the university out to the public. Master Gardeners is one of the modern iterations of that, and they absolutely expect that knowledge to be used to benefit and give back to the community, whether it's through teaching the public or using hands-on knowledge and skills to beautify or improve the community.
Now, some people worry about, oh, I don't know, I couldn't possibly follow up, and as you say, 40 hours the first year to be a full Master Gardener. But after that, if you want to continue, and the other day somebody sort of was surprised when I said, no, every year there's continuing education and expectation for volunteer time. But it's easy. I mean, if this is what you only become a Master Gardener, I think, if you really love gardening in some way, shape, or form, and you kind of like to share that information.
Absolutely. And I think a love of gardening is a good way to put it, because we have no prerequisites for your knowledge level or skill level of gardening. But we do ask that you are interested and dedicated enough to attend the classes and then turn around and give back the volunteer service. Even if you've never stepped foot in a garden in your life, but you've always wanted to learn, by the time you get through 40 hours, you'll have a pretty good idea of which way is up when planting. It is really completely equal opportunity. Anybody who wants to learn, we all start at the same playing field. I guarantee you, whether you've been gardening for, 6 weeks or 60 years, you will learn something in the Master Gardener courses because of the variety of topics we cover. And the folks who do take the Master Gardener classes tend to be just very interested in meeting like-minded people, becoming a part of the community, giving back to the community, and just that general goodwill and spreading that back into the community.
And we probably should mention that there is a Cass County Master Gardeners group. You don't have to live in Cass County to take the class or to be a part of that group. But that group also just kind of, that's a supportive group, fun to get together, and a way to do your continuing education. So that makes it easy to just continue.
Yep, absolutely. Our Castor County Master Gardener group is a very strong group. They've got good membership, and they do actively every year plan continuing education and volunteer service activities that they take on as a club. Certainly, you are not required to participate in those if you don't want to. We have a lot of members that live in every neighboring county around Cass County. A lot of them find projects closer to home that are interesting to them, but we certainly like to keep those folks in the loop and make sure that they're aware of all the opportunities that we're offering. So absolutely, in order to get those 10 continuing education hours, the 20 continuing volunteer hours to maintain your Master Gardener membership, and really, like you said, people think that sounds like a lot of time. When you spread it out over a year, most of our Master Gardeners get way, way more than that. So it's really not that much of a deal.
20 hours, not a big deal in a year. So I want to, we're going to come back to remind people how to get involved, how to get into the class, because that's coming right up. But before we do that, you have a couple of other things happening in September that I thought maybe you'd want to mention.
Of course, we are always doing programs. We're very excited to be partnering with our human sciences specialists on a series of programs, and we're going to start that off with two programs focusing on financial planning, if you will. The first one on Thursday, September 8th, is called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate? It's a two-hour free program, Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30, and it just talks about passing on personal possessions, how you make some of those decisions, understand sensitivity of certain issues around someone passing away, passing along possessions, and comes with a resource book on how to have some of those conversations as a family.
And I've been a part of one of those discussions, and it's fun. Sometimes, you know, it brings up sad memories kind of things, and sometimes a conflict in the family. But you also have lots of fun stories that come out. It's a great discussion related to who gets grandma's yellow pie plate. So don't think of it as something, oh my gosh, I should do this. It's a great opportunity.
It is, and we're very excited to be offering it. It's actually a national extension curriculum, and we are hosting it here. It's well received wherever it happens. Great reviews. Again, lots of folks saying, you know, I didn't realize how many things there are in my family that might need to have a conversation around, because, you know, I just always assumed that mom knew that cake stand was my favorite, or that, you know, and things that have come up, whether it's from people who are already dealing with these issues or from people who are just starting to think about these issues. The conversations and the relationships you build in that group are just as valuable.
And it sort of relates to money. I mean, that can relate to money, but we have one that's more specifically about money.
Absolutely. Money Talk, a financial course for women, is about helping women to learn to take charge of their money. They'll talk about the basics of finances, including insurance, investing, retirement, as well as planning for life events and legal issues down the line. So that is a 5-week course that is happening the Thursday immediately following Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate. So we will be going Thursdays evenings from September 15th through October 13th. All of those are presented by local specialists here in those areas. There's a $25 fee, comes with a workbook, but for 5 classes and a workbook, $25 is a pretty good deal, and definitely some timely topics there.
All right, Kate. If people want information about any of these, they could go to your website.
Absolutely. For all of these, the information is on our website. In addition, the Master Gardener course is now taking applications online, so you can actually go to the Iowa Master Gardener website, fill out all your application forms there, and have your application for Master Gardeners done before you have breakfast tomorrow morning. So
just put in the search Iowa Master Gardeners, and it'll all come up there for if that's. And remember that the requested deadline for registration for this year's class for Master Gardeners is
September 1st. So we September 1st if you want to be a master gardener, September 8th if you want to attend Money Talk, because we do have to order materials for both of those. So please do get registered. If you have any questions, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office. We'd be more than happy to help you.
All right. Thank you very much to Kate Olson, who is the program coordinator for Iowa State University, Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought from Arthur Ashe. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can.